Good morning, Dale.
Well, we know more about Thomas Rhett and the baby that they're going to have the good old-fashioned way.
On Saturday, Thomas did find out his wife was pregnant with a little girl, and I guess this is the new way to do it. Somebody makes you a cake. They only know what's inside of it, but when he cut into this thing, the whole thing was pink inside.
You know what? I'm going to contain my 12-year-old naughty brain right there. We can just move on. There's nothing to see. But when I say the old-fashioned way, I mean, they actually got pregnant. But the other way is they're adopting. So they're going to have two, right?
They are. And I don't know what they're adopting. They haven't released that yet. Jake Owen added to his family Saturday when he and his daughter Pearl went to the animal shelter and adopted a 3-month-old German Shepherd puppy. Jake already has 2 bulldogs and a mastiff.
Have you seen the movie A Dog's Purpose?
No. Is it good?
Oh, I saw that yesterday, and everybody's thinking, yeah, you got to take a bunch of Kleenex with you, and there are a couple of little teary moments in it, but I thought it was a real sweet movie that had an uplifting end.
Oh, good, because I know there's a lot of talk about that movie, and I'm not sure it was warranted or not.
Go see it.
At Blake Shelton's concert Friday night at the Forum in L.A., Gwen Stefani surprised the crowd when she walked on stage to sing with him. Not long ago, they went to Disneyland. It was his first time there. And while he wouldn't go on the roller coaster, he did go on the Matterhorn, even though his knees almost touched his chin. Blake has a hard time fitting in rides.
Yeah.
Always a good sport, though. Blake wore the first visit badge pinned on his shirt all day.
I'm always good for a ride on the bumper cars. That's about it for me at an amusement park.
Ooh, I nailed my husband bad on the bumper cars one time, and I got off, and this old guy said, "You enjoyed that, didn't you?"
Wow.
He could tell. After Maren Morris's tour with Keith Urban ended last year, he gave her a Polaris 3-wheeler. She took it on a test drive, then immediately had it hauled to Texas so her daddy could take care of it. And finally, Faith Hill once tried to get out of a speeding ticket by using her fame, but it didn't work. I'm Nashville Cat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.